Hi, my name is Rhea Nair, and I'm going to read the article Solar Eclipse at PHS, written by Aritra Ray and published in the News and Features section of the April 2024 issue of The Tower. On Monday, April 8th, at 3:24 p.m., the moon's shadow darkened the grounds of PHS as a solar eclipse traveled from Texas to Maine. Although Princeton was not in the path of totality, it did experience a 90% eclipse during the eclipse's peak coverage at 3:24 p.m. Students gathered outside PHS to experience the celestial event, observing the solar eclipse with viewer cards, thin cards with solar filter cutouts blocking ultraviolet and infrared lights provided by the school in partnership with the organization Interstellar Mapping and Acceleration Probe, IMAP, at Princeton University. Dr. Joy Barnes-Johnson, science supervisor for grades 6 to 12, initiated the process of communicating with teachers earlier this year to plan for the viewing of the solar eclipse as part of her vision to make this school year more memorable for science students at PHS. How are we going to help every child experience science in a meaningful way? This school year, we've had two celestial events. We had the partial eclipse in October, and then there's this one right here, said Barnes-Johnson. My primary role as the supervisor is to cast vision in the beginning and make sure that we have a process in place to bring things into alignment with our vision. Getting solar eclipse viewers for students all across the district was a collective effort between Barnes Johnson, Littlebrook teacher Martha Friend, PMS teacher Stephen Carson, and Princeton University. Dr. Carson, a seventh grade science teacher at Princeton Middle School, has a passion for earth science. He was previously a researcher in the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Geophysical Fluid Dynamics Laboratory and has worked with Princeton University's Department of Geosciences. Given the two solar eclipses that were set to occur during the school year, Carson started planning for them early in the year. I've always been interested in science, and I've always been interested in astronomy. My first eclipse was probably back when I was in middle school. We watched it in my backyard. My dad had put together a little screen that we could project the sun onto. It was just a fun time, and I've seen other eclipses since then. I went to see the total eclipse in 2017, and it was pretty exciting, said Carson. He wanted to bring the celestial spectacle to his students and allow everyone to experience this event, given that the next solar eclipse in mainland United States is in 20 years. I contacted the IMAP program and got in touch with the people there, and they told me that they have boxes of 1,500 viewers. I didn't really need that many of them for the middle school, but when I talked to Dr. Barnes-Johnson, I realized that 1,500 would be a good number for PHS, Carson said. The solar eclipse glasses that were provided to PHS were the result of a partnership between the district and Princeton University, specifically the Astrophysics Department and IMAP. Barnes Johnson hopes to build upon the school's connections in order to provide more STEM-related opportunities for PPS students in the future. The glasses were a complete donation, which is beautiful. I'm hoping to build on this so that we have several ways that Princeton Public Schools benefit from our close proximity to Princeton University. Making sure that we capitalize it in a meaningful way is key. My goal is to have more outreach opportunities where we can accept the outreach of the university and other organizations who want to support STEM engagement, Barnes Johnson said. With the university's donation of the solar eclipse viewers providing a unique experience for students to safely view the eclipse, both Barnes Johnson and Carson agreed that the opportunity was a chance for students to apply their scientific knowledge to phenomena in the real world. We spent some time modeling eclipses in the classroom. Having this event happen makes it more real to them. They could actually see some of the things we had talked about in the classroom, which is really helpful in our science curriculum, Carson said.